Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Travis Shaw of the Brewers. Travis, you really improved against left-handers this year. Was that like a focus of yours coming into the season?
Yeah, it was. Just being able to get another get an opportunity to face them again after last year. I wanted to prove that I could hit lefties, and so far so good.
So far you're having the best year of your career, it seems, in terms of plate discipline, you know, cutting down on the strikeouts, et cetera. You feel like you're more focused and disciplined at the plate this season?
Yeah, it just comes with experience. Last year, first full season in the big leagues. This year, another year of experience. So with experience, I think, comes a little bit more consistency.
Your dad used to play in the majors. You know, how much does that help, and how much do you still talk to him about, you know, everything that goes on in your career? And I'm sure he was very excited to see the last 2 years how successful you were.
Yeah, I lean on him a lot. He's been there, done that, and we're different positions, so it's still a little different. But anything that I need, he's still there for.
You had a breakthrough year last season with the Red Sox, but then you got traded. I read where you said that the trade was like a motivator to you. What was it?
Yeah, it was. When a team doesn't want you anymore, you want to prove that team wrong, and it was a big motivating factor for me this year.
You play fantasy football. Not that you know how baseball works, but last year you were a very popular free agent waiver pickup in baseball, and this year people drafting you for your power. Being a fantasy player, how does it feel to be the drafted instead of the drafter?
I don't know much about fantasy baseball, but obviously it is good to be drafted because I do play fantasy football, so I'm sure baseball is a lot different, but it feels good.
How much do you enjoy football, and how have you done so far? Are you like a past champion?
Yeah, I won one of my leagues last year. I'm usually in two a year, so I'm in the team one, and then I have a keeper league with some guys too. So I won the keeper league last year, so can't complain.
Is that with friends back home or something like that?
No, it's other players throughout the league, and some Brad Ziegler started it, and I'm in his league. So
do you have any tough keeper decisions that you're mulling over this offseason?
No, not really. They're pretty no-brainers for me. I've already gone through all those decisions, so. I mean, we can keep whoever we want. So I
like really got it. Who are the no-brainers for you?
I'm Andrew Luck, DeMarco Murray, those type of guys.
All right, Travis, thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks.